This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jones. Alex Jones joins us. Hi, Alex.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Why don't you quit? I mean, I don't want you to quit. I like living in a world where we have, all kinds of people talking. I'm a free speech guy. I got a free speech tattoo. And I think, the most outlandish stuff should be protected. We don't need free speech for ABC, CBS, NBC. They're already fine. We need free speech for some of the fringe people.
That's right. But because the fringe has become dominant, we're being taken off the air because we do threaten the ABCs and the NFL. Look, the NFL wanted to force feed all its anti-American garbage for 3 years and take knees, and it wounded them. They lost 30-40% of their audience, and that's what the numbers show. People are tuning out of it. So the establishment thinks that they take us off the air, that suddenly people will go back to watching them. No. Competition has now been entered. The internet is now out there. They'll never be able to shut it all down. It's over. The old guard, the old establishment is done.
I won't watch the NFL anymore, and I won't participate. I did bet on the game and make some money, but what are they trying? They wouldn't do anything that's pro-American. What are they trying to promote, Alex? I don't understand it, with the kneeling and the anti-cop sentiment, and they wouldn't accept military ads. Some anti-military, anything patriotic they don't like. So what does the NFL stand for now?
You were on my show last week. And I said, what do you want to talk about first? You've been off the air for a year, and we appreciate you coming back. You said, I want to talk about how people love Americana overseas. I want to talk about how they want that back.
Yep.
They've already been under socialism.
Yes.
And that's why they're trying to ban me as well, is you hit the nail on the head. They can't allow classic Americana to be around, real freedom, competing in this new global order. They want to demoralize America. They want to make us hate our country. That's what you do when you're taking a country over. I mean, they say Trump can't say that we're a nation, that nation is a dirty word. That's what globalism does.
Well, the word it's man.
Our country over.
The word man. I mean, saying being a man is somehow vile and sexist or something. You can't say be a man to somebody.
Google is now saying they're going to autocorrect if we try to type in the word family. They're saying that's a hurtful word.
It's crazy.
I'm not kidding.
No, but well, it takes a village, right?
We're in the middle of a total takeover, my friend. With all the censorship, all the controls, all the insanity, it's happening right now. And other people are conforming to the censorship so they don't get censored. Well, I'm proud to be one of the most banned, censored people in world history, because the truth of what I've said is going to come out one way or another. That's why I'm really pleased to be on the air with you here in the great city of Chicago today to set the record straight for all the disinfo that's out there. I mean, you've been on my show probably 30, 40, 50 times. I've been on your show probably 100 times over the years. We've hung out. We've done everything. I mean, you've been in movies. It doesn't mean that when you go on the air, now you're being an actor and you're being fake. You're a father. You're a patriot.
Yeah.
It's the same with me. It's just asinine to go, oh, look, Alex is in a couple movies with Keanu Reeves and Robert Downey Jr. or whatever. Oh, my God. Now everything he says is fake. It's pure bull.
How often do you talk to President Trump?
I haven't talked to Trump in like a year.
Does Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, have undue influence over him?
That's what everybody tells me, and I there's so many rumors and so much stuff that goes on in palace intrigue that I just try to focus on issues and policies. But I think criminal justice reform, that the Clintons passed to give black people three times the sentence of white people, I think that's a good thing Trump did. I think pulling out of Afghanistan, where we've been for 18 years.
Alex, that may have come off the way you didn't mean it to come off. To me, it sounded like you were saying African Americans should have longer sentences than white people.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, I know, but just that's what I.
No, maybe I misheard.
And I know that's not what you meant.
Hillary Clinton said that black people are dogs. They need to be learned.
Super predators, she called them.
Super predators.
Black men are super predators, she said.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm talking about she got a law passed in 93 with Bill Clinton to give black people three times the sentences of white people, and Trump just reversed that and got no support or no praise from the so-called leftist black leaders, okay? And Trump's pulling our troops out of these countries where they've been for 18 years, and he's not getting any praise for that from the left, who now are polled in national polls. 54% of Democrats want more wars now and more dead troops for no reason because Trump's against it. They have gone completely insane.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Is the NRA a good organization?
I think the NRA overall is a very good organization. I don't think they're hardcore enough sometimes. But I love Ted Nugent and the work he does there on their board. And I don't think they should ban bump stocks. I don't think they should restrict good people having firearms. They should go after criminals.
Can Trump get reelected if we don't have a wall?
You know, Trump has made everything about this wall, and that's great. But I think more important than the wall is he needs to not give all these illegal aliens amnesty that have gotten here illegally, because that only encourages more to do it. And, you know, they vote like 60-70% for Democrats. And so the Democrats are importing unskilled people to the country. It's what Trump said 3 years ago. They're not sending their doctors. They're not sending their scientists. They're sending their poorest, lowest IQ people who've been indoctrinated into socialism. A lot of them are from Venezuela. I mean, literally communist brainwashed people. And when they get here, they're coming because they want more free goodies. And they've already made Venezuela collapse. So I think Trump needs to hold fast and, yes, build wall in key areas. But the media has made it about, oh, if he can't do it, he's broken his promise. Trump did so many of the things he said he would do. And, you know, he got the economy to turn back on, but then they raised interest rates seven times on him. They never raised interest rates under Obama. They did that to kill the recovery.
Yeah, boy, it did feel like that. I'll tell you, I was bought a few stocks and was doing quite well, and they were doing everything they could to and who is this? The Fed? Is this, you know, to tank our economy?
Federal Reserve. Yes.
And who runs, Alex, who runs the Federal Reserve, as you've explained to me, is not part of our government?
Okay, there's two parts of the Federal Reserve. There's a Federal Reserve Act of 1913 that established 12 regional banks that are run by board members of other large private banks, and then they process the money and all that kind of stuff. That's a real function. But then the Federal Reserve Board of New York is another corporation in the Federal Reserve Act. It's privately owned, 80% foreign-owned. When they set up in 1913, there's not been an audit since then, and that private group of bankers controls the monetary system of the U.S., violating the Constitution, violating the fact that Congress
private.
Is supposed to be in control of that.
Private. And how many people are part of it? How many people?
There is just a private a board in New York, and I believe it has, 10 members.
Wow. And all of our finances are controlled by these 10. Alex Jones joins us. He's a very controversial figure. I've spent time with him in Austin. We went to a few museums and had a nice steak dinner. And loves his kid, loves his kids, talks about his kids, family man, does amp up. This is somewhat of what you would get if you hung out with Alex, but it is an amped up version. This is an amped up version of me. I mean, I'm aware that there's a mic in front of my face. And then as his marriage started to fall apart, and he can correct me here, it was a very... I haven't been through a divorce, but I've been through horrible breakups. It was a very tough time, and Alex, are you allowed to talk about any of this, or would you like to not talk about it?
Oh, I can talk about it.
I don't want to betray anything that was said off the record, but were you amazed at your wife, breaking ranks with you, and I don't know how to say it, but talking with the enemy, like, so gleefully cheering for your demise and really trying to hurt you? This was a woman you loved, you had children with. Was this a shocking development to you? I mean, were you amazed at how low it went?
Well, I think in the annals of nasty divorces, it's a record breaker, and it's all on record. I didn't say anything bad about her, and I'm not going to say anything bad about her, but there was basically no bottom to the things that were said and done, and none of it was true.
Why, Alex? Why the vitriol from her?
She filed for divorce on me, and, she had a boyfriend, and that was just basically it. And then she tried to get me back, and I 6 months into it, and I said no. And that's when, she was the scorn of a woman. Like Shakespeare talked about, the Bible talks about it, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And, she begged me to get back with her, and I had a girlfriend by then and was, quite frankly, happy to be moved out of the house. Right around that time then, there were some issues, and I got full custody of the kids. I don't want to get into it. But let's just say I pray for her, and, it seems like she kind of had a breakdown, and I just want her to, get better and, just be happy. And, she's cooled off from about an 11, spinal tap level. She's cooled off from about an 11 to about a 3 right now, which most people would call that 3 just volcanically hateful and angry. She's actually a wonderful person compared to the way she was now.
You talk about gods and demons. Do you believe that that's what we're fighting against here? I mean, do you believe that we're having a battle on Earth right now? Do you really believe that it's clear cut that it's good versus evil?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've always been a Christian, and I believe in God, and I've had spiritual experiences in life. But I'm a worldly guy, and I kind of got away from God for a while.
Where are you now?
Well, in the last 6-7 years, when I got really close to God and started talking about Jesus Christ on air and things like that, that's when all hell broke loose. And you'll find out when you really start telling people it's a fight between good and evil at the end of the day. Just worry about your kids' spiritual future, not so much their grades. And I'm not saying that's not important. Worry about your own spiritual future and know that there really are all these dimensions we can't see. It's been proven. All these mathematicians that were atheists now say, no, we believe that some other system has created an artificial dimension. They've got all these devices and spectrometers and things that can measure that there's a more powerful outside force holding this universe together. And there are lower dimensions and higher dimensions. And there's free will in the universe. There's been a lot of entities, a lot of creatures, a lot of things that we can't even see. We only see a limited part of the visual light spectrum. And they've proven that there's just all sorts of stuff that we can't even understand energetically going on. And at the end of the day, when I talk about how there are, from my own research, what the globalists believe that they're contacting basically interdimensional aliens. That's what we call demons, and that they're giving them advanced knowledge. Well, that's what all the ancients said when they would do black magic and things. They were getting, Aleister Crowley was in the pyramids, conjuring demons, and people that were with him said they looked like little gray aliens. And it's just really, really crazy stuff. And then they're basically giving advanced technology through the ether to these Silicon Valley people who take all these drugs and do all these rituals to then get what they call divine inspiration through the space-time interdimensional gate, and then these demons are basically giving us technology and systems that we then build that will end up destroying us.
Can the good side, the godly folks tap into that same power through angels?
Absolutely, and that's what they don't want us to do. And listen, I didn't used to believe this. Then when I started studying deeply what the globalists are into from their own internal documents, that's when they got really pissed. And like when I went on Joe Rogan's show for 2 hours a couple years ago and talked about this, and it was his most downloaded podcast, all sorts of hell broke loose over that. Elon Musk went on and basically said I was right about everything. And then when he goes to these big billionaire conferences, they are literally doing rituals, they believe, being contacted what they call the clockwork elves. And everybody that basically takes the DMT that your body releases during death and also the deepest sleep, it opens up a dimensional gate and people are there. So atheists are all becoming not atheists anymore because they're literally basically on spaceships in another dimension, or on some type of craft, with these guys. Sometimes you're strapped on a table. Sometimes they torture the hell out of you. I mean, but that's what's happening when you take DMT and ayahuasca. Is that it's opening up a dimension in your brain. Your brain's able to go to the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth dimension. And so you're opening up other dimensions, including lower dimensions, and some really bad stuff happens. I want to explain something.
Yes.
This is what the establishment believes. This is what the CIA was funding with the Unabomber and other people. And
are you talking about MKUltra and things like this?
Yes, all of it. We always think of contacting aliens. Excuse me, with a radio telescope or contacting aliens, you know, out on the dark side of the moon. That's just the third dimension. But what about the other dimensions that are stacked on top of this that we now know are there and below us and beside us? So it's infinite dimensions now, not just the 12 dimensions, constantly in a fractal laying over each other. So there's just so much life and so much energy in the universe that most of it's higher order and isn't going to try to mess with you.
Alex.
Yes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
Here, authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
I did an ayahuasca ceremony last year. I did several of them.
And what happened? Did you see your spirit animal?
I think I did, and they, you know, all kinds of things. I will tell you that maybe 49 people, I think, and I was the one guy that didn't think it was God. I thought it was a chemical reaction to this vine, but everybody else had very profound. Now, I saw profound things. I mean, I was at my father's deathbed, and I mean, I was there in every sense of the. It was like a holodeck. You talk about Elon Musk and his thoughts of you. I'd like to know, you know, he says we're in a hologram right now, that we're living in a holographic universe, like the holodeck on Star Trek, to make it stupid simple. Is that what you think we're in right now?
This is a real third-dimensional flesh and blood simulation created by God. And so let me break this down. We are basically composite creatures where we have our consciousness and our soul, okay, that is eternal. But then if you look at the body, this is a scientific fact, we are electrochemically and genetically connected to all of our ancestors, wherever they came from, going all the way back into the ends of, you know, creation and the start of everything, whatever that really was. And so we are a genetic composite of all of those people that then in the DNA is actually a transceiver, receives and transmits. It can then transmit into the future and into other dimensions and make contact with the spirits of our ancestors that basically resonate in us, and that our body suit, our earth suit, is actually a composite of all of our ancestors, like a coral reef or a system, a communal system, like jellyfish aren't one creature. It's a whole bunch of cells in a colony. And so our bodies are genetic time-traveling colonies that basically continue to replicate, carrying on the hive genetics that then interfaces at a space-time continuum electromagnetic level with all the dimensions and all of our ancestors and all of our progeny into the future in a giant group collective mind.
Do we go to heaven? Is there a soul?
Yes. If you choose God, and God's at the top, Then you ascend through that, and it's basically like a light bridge where it looks like a waterfall, and you have to basically swim up it and the space-time continuum. But you have to be loving, be good, be strong, be honorable, and not resonate with the dark. If you resonate with the dark, then you start basically going back down. I mean, I would use the analogy of First Man, which is a true story, of the X-15, and he goes up into space in the jet, and he's bouncing off the atmosphere, and Neil Armstrong was either about to go into space or he was about to keep bouncing on the atmosphere and then go back down to Earth. But instead of if you use a spiritual allegory, Neil Armstrong would have gone to heaven if he kept going into space, and would have gone to hell if he went back down to Earth. But at the third dimensional level, he would have died if he kept going into space, and he lived by getting back in the atmosphere, going back down to Earth. So it's basically like that, and we're in a purgatory. It is a test, like all the ancients said, whether we're going to resonate with God and go to the next level or whether we're going to go down. And so what people see is God's design, and they see all the electromagnetic connections in the stars, in the trees, in the water, and they can then see with spiritual eyes past the third dimension, and they go, oh my God, this is God. But it's not God. It's God's creation, and just one little fractal bit of God's space-time dream that we're all experiencing.
Alex, look, we've all heard, and I think it's dangerous, and I don't want to know what you think. And again, Alex and I don't agree on everything. I'm letting the man talk. And I have different theories as well, but I'm not here to talk to me. I want to hear what Alex has to say, but you know, people that say, we're God. And that always creeps me out. And I hear it more and more from people, this idea that we're God. I don't think I'm God, Alex. I think I'm a creation. It's like the Frankenstein monster isn't Frankenstein. Are you God, Alex?
No. See, you're strong-minded. You're a Christian. So you went and saw your father because he meant so much to you. You in that space-time continuum expanding your perception, not your consciousness, but expanding your conscious awareness of just how large the universe really is. You spent that time to go back and see your father. You spent that time to try to reflect on your family. Other people see the matrix system around them, and they get on a power trip, and they say, this is God, and I'm God. Once they now realize there really is a God, that's what I'm saying. They go from being atheist to going, I'm a God, the shaman's here with me, and now this group that's inducted me into this, and then that's how you get into the real occult.
Okay,
and then all of that ends up leading into black magic and Satanism, and that's why they use the shaman and people who mean well at many levels to get people inducted into it, and then they basically get recruited into Aleister Crowley-type cults once you get back to the United States and Europe. And then now that you've opened your brain up to all this, then, like, sharks to blood, the first few times, people usually don't see the really bad stuff, but once you uncloak, and once you can see what's on the past the veil, now they can see you, and now you keep doing it, very bad things start coming up through the lower dimensions, swimming up like sharks to eat, somebody floating on the surface in a tube or something.
Yeah.
And they'll usually, if they think they can trick you and you're already basically predisposed to think you're God, they'll then present themselves generally like an elf or a beautiful woman, or maybe a tall Nordic is how these demons like to present themselves. And they'll tell you how you're God and how all explain everything.
Alex, they appear at the edge. When I did it, they appear at the edge of the jungle. Now, I didn't have this for me, but they appear at the edge of the jungle, and they welcome you in. And I actually have audio. This is the actual audio from my ayahuasca ceremony in Costa Rica. And I did see something outside of, I saw a guy that was just absolutely vibrating in and out of something very frightening. And in fact, not only did I see it, everybody saw it and got away from this guy who was very dark natured and very scary. And there were people that saw things that were so horrific. I think it was a chemical reaction in the brain, but I don't know that I put anything spiritual to it, but I did, the sights, the sounds, the smells, everything. I was back in time at my father's deathbed of cancer. Alex, over the years, I've had people contact me, and I have an incredible nose for BS. I think I can tell when someone's BSing me. I can tell immediately when someone calls my radio show and they're going to mess with me. I can feel it. I can sense it. Mighty sense.
Get Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You and I both have interviewed a fascinating man named David Icke. And you know where I'm going with this. And as I was doing this ayahuasca, which is a vine, and I saw this guy vibrating in and out of a human form, I was reminded of David Icke and people that have contacted me over the years, and many of them terrified. In fact, one of the biggest ministers on earth, I talked to about this, and he said, you know, I thought this stuff was crazy until I was in prison talking to a guy, and I saw his face shift. I saw it change. And again, I've had many people. I got offered serious money to write a book about this. I did years of research on this. And in fact, a major company even optioned it to possibly make a movie out of it. And the more I got into it, it was so dark and I thought so dangerous that I didn't want to go any deeper. And you've been ridiculed a lot for talking about these things. And so I don't put anyone on my show to make them look bad, but you have been outspoken about it. Are we talking about shapeshifters here?
Well, man, Cal, listen to me very carefully, because this is very dangerous what we're talking about. And people listening need to understand this is not a game. It's not a chemical reaction, man, Cal, when you all see the same thing.
Right.
The drug opens up the gateway in the brain to other dimensions. And I told you, really serious, evil, demonic stuff can swim up. A lot of people go to these rituals who are already heavily into it to actually suck energy off everybody else.
Yeah. And I think this guy I saw changing, I think he was demonic for real. And listen, Billy Corgan has been very open about it, seeing a woman shift, saw her eyes go completely black. Is that a different thing? People, their eyes go.
No, it's not a different thing.
Completely black. I want to tell people quickly that over the years, and I'm going back to the mid 1980s, I've had people call and I'm talking to my girlfriend, I'm at wherever, and their eyes went completely black. What's happening?
I want to explain something. You say, oh, you're being controversial, or I'm being controversial. We're telling people what Hollywood and what the billionaires and the tech people are obsessed with. This is all they do. They're on drugs multiple days of the week. It's in mainstream news. They're not just microdosing LSD. They've got a bunch of other synthetic stuff way beyond ayahuasca, way beyond DMT. And I'm telling you, it's like a trip to the universe. Some people want to contact entities that basically operate like aliens and give them advanced blueprints for technology. That's what San Francisco is, a research base, contacting aliens for U.S. advanced weapons research. That's what they believe they're doing. I was told about this when I was a kid because I had some family that had friends that were in advanced research projects with DARPA out in San Francisco. I heard this at the dinner table when I was like 8 years old, okay?
Okay, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
I was in San Francisco. I broadcast at the number one show for years, and I also heard these stories that they talk to very creepy grays, is what military people have told me, and that and they don't know if they're good or bad. The feeling that many get is they're sinister.
Yes, yes, yes. The Presidio and the whole area is the contact zone. Now, listen, if people, you have to understand something. This is not my opinion. This is what San Francisco elite believe. So you can say it's a chemical reaction. Okay, what is it in our brain that a bunch of people get together in a city and take a bunch of advanced drugs to be in contact with aliens, and they do it enough that then people that do this enough can actually start shifting themselves because it's taking over this dimension? And that's what this is. This is an alien invasion through the computers, through the smartphones, through everything. That's the big secret. And as soon as I started talking about that, that's when they took me off the air. They're like, and they never attacked me for this. They do not touch this, my friend, because that's the big truth, is that they didn't come from space. They came through a dimensional gate in our brains. Of course they would.
Right.
And so now,
yeah,
the big hot thing with Joe Rogan and all these self-help groups, and I'm not even saying Joe's a bad guy, but he promotes it. That's just like the LSD and Timothy Leary. He admits working for the CIA in the 60s and 70s to promote that to young people in the psychedelic revolution. Now they're going into the next phase, getting everybody to go to these big retreats, and the police turn a blind eye, even in places like Texas where it's illegal, and everybody takes ayahuasca. And then, ooh, there's always somebody there that runs into something dark, and, oh, there's some light over here, and people are then tricked into the whole deal. And that's what goes on. It's all energetic, interdimensional.
Yeah. I went to a place, you can look it up, I went to a place called Rhythmia. I had a doctor and nurses to keep an eye on me. I wouldn't do this stuff in somebody's apartment. I've been offered to do that, you know, to do that as well. It's a very hip thing right now. I tried it. I don't recommend it. I didn't need to do it. And all that happened to me was I had very vivid memories from my past. Some good, some were negative. Other people were so shaken that They were terrified. So I know what you're saying.
That's because, man, yeah. you're an accomplished, smart guy with a strong family and a Christian, so you have a shield up around you. And I'm telling you, people that don't have God and who don't have that tie to the higher dimension, they're wide open.
Alex, hang on, because we're running out of time, and I want to make sure I get to this. This hydrogen collider, all of this, are they trying to break through other dimensions to unleash literally hell on Earth right now? Is there an effort to do that?
I know this. The scientists admit that they could create something called a strangelet, which you basically see in a science fiction Star Trek came out a few years ago, where there's a mining ship and he injects the, quote, red matter in the middle of the planet and it makes it turn into a black hole. Okay.
Yeah, science is trying to create a black hole into other dimensions. Is that what's going on right now?
Well, that's just what I'm telling you is what the Hadron scientists admit, that they could create a black hole, they could create a strangelet, and they're trying to find new particles. They're trying to find particles that they basically slam different radioactive protons and heavy metals into each other at beyond light speed in an attempt to then isolate new particles that have never been before discovered. And of course, those particles will be bouncing off, they believe, in coming out of another dimension. So, yes, they are literally using giant cyclotrons, is what they're really called, giant cyclotrons to do this.
This ceremony that the world had, it's some of the most bizarre footage I've ever seen in my entire life. If I wanted to direct people listening to us right now to see that, how is it labeled? How can someone find it on the Internet?
What ceremony is that?
You know, they dug this big hole and they had a big ceremony, and there's all kinds of people dressed as demons, and all the leaders from the world are there. And
oh, I remember this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It should have been 2001, but it was in the year 2000. It was in the year 2000, and it was the supposedly last day of that millennium, new day of the next millennium, even though it really wasn't. It was all and PBS was going around the world, and they were at the Great Pyramid, and they were also going to France, and I was just sitting there watching it. I recorded it on VHS. Back then it was VHS, and they were going, "We love you, Anti-Beast. Come into our dimension, Anti-Beast." And then they were just cutting to, like, 200-foot demons and
this is great what you're talking about. No, that's fascinating. What I was talking about was there was a giant hole, and they were having this big celebration, this giant hole they had built. It was like a couple of years ago. And some people say they captured at this party a sacrifice of someone being killed. You see people in robes, and it looks like they kill a woman. And then
let me tell you, they do a lot of this stuff out right out in the open. That gives them more power. They think, listen, I got invited by the widow of the biggest name in rock and roll. I mean, I think you can say the biggest. Everybody can probably guess what I'm talking about. And they were trying to get me, and I'm not saying they're bad, I'm not saying they're good, but just in hindsight, they were really calling me, talking to me a lot, and trying to also the son of the fifth person who contacted me, and trying to get me on their private jet to go to this event in Reykjavik to do a ritual. This was like 6-7 years ago, to fire the real, like, Lucifer beam into space and try to bring in the real New Age and all this. And I said, no thanks. I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
Alex, because this will drive me insane, and as soon as we're done talking, I'm going to remember it. It was a giant tunnel that they're building, and it may have been in Helsinki, and they had a giant party to celebrate this. I'm not sure.
I remember there's a big tunnel over in Helsinki or whatever that the big bus the kids all crashed into and died. Listen, Francois Mitterrand got the big glass pyramid that Macron was sworn in front of.
In front of the Louvre.
I was just there. 666 pieces of glass.
Right.
And he pledged it to Lucifer, and that was in the newspaper.
Well, how about Christian Bale thanking Satan? I mean, is good winning? What's happening right now, Alex? If you're keeping score, and I know you are. Are the good guys winning or losing right now? Or is it just the illusion that evil is winning because that's what they report?
There is a giant interdimensional alien invasion taking place through the cell phones, through the electromagnetic radiation, through the cyclotrons, the superconducting supercolliders. There are enemies, there are enemy traitors, collaborators in the human species working with Satan and his fallen legions at our dimensional level, but also at the interdimensional level of the brain to blast huge holes into our dimension, like the Bible says, to literally turn demons loose on the earth. And the planet is under a interdimensional space invader attack.
The Book of Revelations does, not the way you just said it, but does predict that this planet will be filled with horrific creatures unleashed from hell. And you believe this is they're trying to bring that about right now. Does that also involve the building of the temple in Israel? Is that part of it?
All of it is a countdown, and that's why you see the new pope saying the pope isn't Christian and all this crazy stuff. Is it's all coming out in the open. The pedophilia is all coming out. It's all coming out, and they can't have me on air to talk about this at this critical point.
How do we fight back? How do good people fight back, Alex?
Good people need to get right with God and know that most of these churches are controlled by their denomination and their 501c3, and most of these preachers are basically false prophets. People need to get on their knees and pray to God and ask for guidance and just ask Jesus to come to their heart and say, God, this is so big, this is so evil we're facing. I don't know what to do. God's about free will. Demons in these systems want to trick you. They hate free will. You have to say, God, I ask you into my heart. I ask for your protection. I ask you to send angels to protect me and my children. And I ask you to open up the gates of perception and give me the discernment to deal with this. And I'm on my knees and I repent. And if you do that, ladies and gentlemen, if you do that, the Holy Ghost will come to you, and it's real. And then instead of being possessed by this devilish energy, and everybody's got this devilish energy in them, it's going to push back. But if you just push long enough, the Holy Spirit comes in, and the evil pretty much isn't there anymore.
I always say, send an email. Down on your knees, don't send an email. And what you talk about, I went to Harvest, one of the biggest mega churches on earth, a guy named James McDonald. And, I got to see behind the curtain. And what I saw was, we need to remember that Satan can quote the Bible. And Alex,
so he can masquerade as an angel of light and quote the Bible.
What you said is so powerful. And you and I have discussed this stuff for years. This is what we talk about, folks. When we talk off radio stations, we talk about God and things and family. Alex, so physically what happens, I had a guy on talking about, this guy, Dr. Ted, was on talking about scalar waves and all this, and I didn't quite understand it. So what does praying do? I mean, I pray, and I pray with my family, and every meal we pray, and I encourage people to do that. But I always pray for wisdom. You pray for knowledge. I pray for wisdom. I guess it's the same thing. What do you think happens when we pray to God versus these people that are trying to create little black holes and let in demonic forces? What happens? What's happening on the good side? Angels are being sent out.
Exactly.
To protect you and to beat back the evil?
Exactly. The devil operates in secret. Satan operates against free will. So God isn't going to open the channel up to you. Except sometimes your family's praying for you, then it happens because that's the bridge. God's about free will. You have to open up the interdimensional bat signal. You know, and when you open yourself up to God, a lot of people are going to be demonically influenced. They're going to feel something pushing it, something in the way, something saying, don't do that, don't do that. You're saying, no, I call out to Jesus. I call out to God. Make contact with me. Help me. Cleanse me. Give me discernment. Give me wisdom. Please help me. Please help me help others. Please. And then it happens. And then that connection starts. And a lot of times, right up front, you'll walk into work and somebody will walk up and start a fight with you right away. And you'll go, whoa, this is like a movie. And then
I've had it happen.
Really mean.
It is, and I encourage the listeners to do this. It is something, man. If you set out today or tomorrow and say, I'm going to do good, I'm going to do good. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be for God today. You will not believe what happens to you. I was joking with my guy here, Love Cheese, earlier. I was saying, man, I feel, I pray, I feel great. I leave the house. I love mankind. And then, of course, you have to go outside. Was Andrew Breitbart murdered?
I think he was, and then everybody around him was so scared.
And the coroner was killed. The coroner, you, guys like me and you said, what happened with Breitbart? And there was an investigation, and then that guy was murdered.
By the way, yeah, we talked about a month ago about you coming on the show and me coming on the show, and you brought this up, and then I went back and pulled up L.A. Times articles where the coroner said, I think there's foul play. He's dead 2 days later from a heavy arsenic poisoning. He's murdered. And then that gets shut down. And no investigation's done. And so, absolutely, they killed Andrew Breitbart. So.
And Andrew Breitbart talked to me the night he died. We were working on a TV show together that you'll remember. And he told me he had video footage that the second the world saw it, it would be the end of the Obamas, the end of the Clintons, and more. And that it was so extreme and so over the top and not what we thought. And I asked him, was it this? Was it that? Was it... And maybe it's tied to what we've read in those Podesta emails. I don't know. Alex, my final question. Are you afraid you're going to be assassinated?
You know, I'm not afraid of it. I mean, I think there's obviously a good chance of that. They try to wind up enough crazy people or whatever to do it. But they have to first destroy my name completely and then just create a lie where I once was so that, you know, once I'm gone, then they can capture me and build a straw man so that I can then be an avatar or a character into the future. That's what the devil loves to do. Take somebody good, take something strong, take something that had big success for humanity, and then shut it up and then build a counterfeit that you claim is that thing and then have it speak for you. I mean, like this Homeland TV show, they admit it's based on me. And, you know, he's this horrible lying demon who hurts people and is a racist and everything. And then it's the opposite of who I am. I mean, but that's what they did. It's part of a larger plan. So, yes, they have to finish destroying me. And then they do plan to either put me in prison or take me out. But, you know, I mean, that's just what's got to be done. And I'm closer to God than I've ever been. And, you know, getting close to God for a while, a lot of really bad things happen. But you get to a certain point where it's like an event horizon, and it's just like, it's like nothing they do matters anymore, and then all these other great doors open, and then God opens up the perception to a level of just unbelievably breathtaking, and then there's one thing you know you got to do. Make sure that these little souls, these little children, these innocent people around us, make sure we stand up for them so that we can protect them and get them under God's wings and get them into the future for eternity with all these great people and our ancestors that are all waiting for us beyond the veil.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes that Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video